Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Episode 10 of the Minister's Friend Podcast. I'm so glad you've joined our audience today. This week, we begin a new topic. It's a difficult issue with which to deal, but one that we ignore at our peril: pornography in the church. It's truly become an epidemic, affecting men, women, teens, even church leaders and pastors. We're joined by my friend Paul Zunker, the founder of Turn Back Ministries, based out of the Twin Cities in Minnesota. In today's episode, Paul helps us understand that pornography is not just unbiblical, it's downright dangerous. Over the next three podcasts, we'll talk about real statistics, brain chemistry, intervention, and prevention. But today, I wanted to introduce both Paul and this topic, so I asked him to share his story. It's a testimony of tragedy and redemption. And a note to parents: the subject matter of this podcast is probably not appropriate for little ears. Here's my first interview segment with Paul Zunker. Well, I'm here with Paul Zunker from Turn Back Ministries. Paul, it is great to have you with us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, John. Yeah. It's you and I have been friends for quite a while. It's an honor for me to be on with you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on, especially dealing with today's tough topic. Tell us a little bit about Turn Back Ministries and why you've started this ministry.
Right. Well, Turn Back Ministries has kind of evolved quickly. It's one of those things where I believe God has a plan for it even more than I do. And it was birthed out of really of just going and being able to share my story with churches and different ministries to help men understand that pornography is dangerous, not just bad and not just unbiblical, but it's dangerous, and to share my story with them to encourage them and help churches start up men's and women's purity ministries, because we can't leave the women out of this either. They're struggling with this particular thing also. And then in doing that, we discover that there's plenty of guys out there that plug into purity curriculums, do it the right way. They attend group each week. They do their homework. They connect with other men for accountability outside of the groups. But, you know, after 9 months or a year when the program is over, they're still really struggling and really deep into the addiction still and can't get past the hump of breaking free from it. So we looked at some places around the country that are more of a faith-based residential treatment place where they can go and plug in and get some really deep treatment and disconnect themselves from the world. And what I found was there were places that were really good faith-based. They were right on point doctrinally, dispensationally, but they failed to address the area of addiction in the brain and just really focused on, hey, we need to read our Bible more and pray more and we'll be free from this, and failing to see that, you know, God made our brains in a way that we have to work to retrain them and really break free from the physical side of that addiction. Or we found that they were just solely based in psychology and left God's word and his grace out of it completely. So from that, we started to develop what's going to be really the core of Turn Back Ministries, is developing our own long-term residential treatment facilities for men and then eventually women that are caught in sexual addiction, where they can come and, you know, literally unplug from the world for 9 months, go through a course of treatment, which is going to be the Pure Desire, you know, Seven Pillars of Freedom curriculum that we've chosen to use, and then have their own individual personalized counselor right on site to do some deep counseling with them, Christian counseling as well. So in a nutshell, that's really what Turn Back is now. It's basically, you know, speaking engagements, and we do online groups as well for men and women that don't have local groups they can plug into, so they can do our online groups. And then hopefully by mid Q2 of next year, of 2020, we'll have our first Turn Back Ranch location, at least in the planning stages of being developed and opened.
And are you going to do that there in the Twin Cities where you're located?
Our first one will be up here in Minnesota, yes. And then we've strategically located six other places in the country that we'd like to have them, because one of the things we discovered as well is that there's only a few faith-based programs like this. And the reason that we decided to do it ourselves is we need to incorporate biblical principles of godly sexuality and healthy living, along with addressing the psychological side of things as well. And both of those really weren't out there. So what we discovered, though, is the ones that are either far on the East Coast or far on the West Coast, which makes it tough for guys to drop life and come there. But also, in the course of their treatment, their spouses and their families need to be involved at some point in the treatment as well. So it's difficult for them to get there too. So we've hopefully found places that make it logistically easier for families to be able to do this and walk alongside of their dad, their husband, who's in this treatment.
Great. Great. I'm really excited about this.
It is very cool. It's like I said, it's one of those things where I know God's hand is in it, because he started opening these doors really without me pushing on them at all. And it's fairly intimidating, both from a time commitment. This is moving into clearly a full-time thing for me, but also a financial commitment. It's opening up these locations is a big financial commitment. So it's a God-sized task for sure.
Amen. Amen. Can we hear a little bit of your story of how you got connected with Turn Back Ministries and Pure Desire and those things?
Yeah. Yep. We'll do the Cliff Notes version of it, because I know that you only have, 15 minutes, a half hour today?
Right.
If it was a 6-hour podcast, we could really get into it. But, for me, it was back in the old dial-up internet days, where you would hear the chirping and the buzzing of the modem connecting to the internet, and it would take 20 minutes later and you'd have a picture in front of you. But for me, at 13, 14 years old back then, that was my first introduction to pornographic images. Hmm. So it started there, and as soon as you see an image like that, it gets stuck, it gets ingrained in your head. Mm-hmm. And the more and more you look at that, the deeper and deeper you get into it. So looked at things as I was younger, discovered other things that went along with that deepened that. I don't know if it was an addiction back then, but definitely was a bend that I was going towards. Getting older in life, figured once I got married and had a godly outlet for sexuality where I could, have intimacy with my wife in that way in a godly setting, that all of that issues would go away, right? I wouldn't have any desire to look at pornography and wouldn't be triggered that way anymore. And that's just not how it works either. So the older I got, the more deeper into pornography I got. There were lots of different wounds and things in my life or my past that I was just medicating over, which is why we get into an addiction in the first place, which I'm sure we can hit on later.
Sure.
But there were issues with my wife and I that we brought into the marriage that we never addressed, that were deep wounds that built up those walls. And my retreat, whenever I was frustrated or upset with my wife, was to go into my office, shut the door, and just watch pornography and just medicate myself out that way. Never shared it with anybody, never told anybody that I had that struggle at all. There was a good Christian brother that I had at my church that brought three of us together around him as friends and said, "Hey, I'm really struggling with pornography. What do I do?" And I remember that conversation, was able to share with him scripture and passages and why it's wrong and how do we get out of that. The whole time I'm stuck in an addiction of my own.
Wow.
And didn't bother to share with him at all that, hey, you know what, I'm struggling as well. Let's work on this together.
Yeah.
So keeping it secret and keeping it hidden just escalated it and escalated it and escalated it. So at the crux of my addiction, I was really watching pornography for hours every day, multiple days every week in my office, separating myself from my family, from my wife, spending all of that time watching that and engaged in those activities where I should have been with my family. And then as part of my story that I share with men, I tell them one of the reasons you've got to get out of this is because it carries over into your real life. Any other addiction, the more substance you put into your body, if it's a heroin addiction, your brain gets assimilated to that and needs more and more and more in order to achieve that high that you get. The same thing with sexual sin as well. There's chemical releases in your brain happening, and it needs more and more and more. So that's why men cross over into illegal types of pornography. It's why they go into real life and have affairs, or they visit prostitutes. They just need that next level. And for me, it happened that I touched my stepdaughter in a way that I never should have at all. And I, in my mind back then, I didn't want to go out and have an affair with my wife. I knew that was wrong. But somehow my brain took me down that way. And that happened a couple of different times. And then my stepdaughter, I came into my room one night, and she and my wife were sitting on my bed, both crying together. I knew immediately what had happened. Mm. And she had shared my wife with my wife what happened. So she immediately took the kids and left, as she should have. And then it just quickly progressed down the road for me, where she went and talked with a friend's pastor, because she was devastated by this. Yeah. And when a pastor hears anything that's happened with somebody under 18, you know that they need to report that. So
he
reported that, and it quickly went down the legal road for me. And I don't know if you remember, I was the chairman of the Republican Party up here in Carver County. And as soon as the press got a hold of my charges, of course, I was a conservative Republican in an elected office, and my story blew up all over the news and the media up here. So it was a very public story, including the fact that I had shared that I was addicted into pornography, which was one of the things that led me into doing what I did. So November of 2011, all of this really blew up legally at that point. And by March of 2012, I was sentenced into jail for 4 months in Carver County, up here where I live. And it was really in my time in jail that I came face to face with Jesus Christ again. I'd been a believer my whole life, but never really had that conversion process where it became real to me. And my relationship with Christ became intimate. Really never happened until then, until I was alone in my jail cell one night on my knees praying. And at that point, finally understood that Jesus Christ is all that I need. My wife was gone. My kids were gone. I weren't able to see my kids at all. And the Lord, I believe really through the Holy Spirit, said, I'm all you got. You're in this jail cell surrounded by a bunch of guys you really don't want to be surrounded with. Mm-hmm. I'm it. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point that I finally believed and understood that, yeah, you know what? You really are all that I need. So from that point forward, I knew that God wanted me to help walk alongside other men that had this addiction, and even help, you know, secular guys understand that pornography is bad. Mm-hmm. Let me share my story as to why that is so you can see that. Immediately plugged myself into counseling here in the Twin Cities. As soon as all my stuff came out, I knew I needed to get help. I went to the Pure Desire groups over at Grace Church in Eden Prairie, mm-hmm. plugged into that immediately, went through that. And after about 3 years or so, you know, I was walking in freedom and sobriety from the addiction. They asked me if I wanted to lead a group there, which I was happy to do. And just about 2 years ago now, the gentleman that was leading those groups was getting a bit older. And God took him a different direction in life and retired from that. And they asked me if I wanted to take the ministry at Grace over there. He's really blessed it. You know, we've got a couple hundred guys going through groups now, all fighting for their freedom from this stuff together, including, you know, lay leaders, including pastors as well. And then Turn Back, like I described before, has kind of spun out of that as well to take it to the next level for guys that really need the deeper help breaking free from this stuff. So that's a quick version of what brought me to this point.
Well, thank you for your transparency. As hard as that story is, I'm sure, for you to share, I expect that there are people out in the audience that are going to be ministered to by it, and maybe some that will be rescued before it's too late because they've heard your story. It's everywhere. It's easily available. And as we'll learn next week, an enormous number of folks in the church are viewing it regularly. Maybe you are struggling with this stronghold in your life. If so, I hope Paul's story gives you hope that freedom is possible and intervention can keep you from taking a step that destroys your family, your ministry, and your witness. We've compiled several links and resources for you. Please check out today's show notes for more information. And if you're really struggling and need to speak to someone about your own use of pornography, we've provided contact information for you for both Turn Back Ministries and Pure Desire Ministries. I can assure you that these two ministries are filled with people who will not only extend you grace, but also know how to help you. Next week, we'll continue my interview with Paul Zunker. We're going to discuss the real numbers when it comes to porn use among Christians today, and they're staggering. And we'll also talk about porn's availability on multiple platforms. Porn is prolific, and it's dangerous. Switching gears, The Minister's Friend is now on iTunes, Android, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Podbean. Soon we also hope to be on iHeartRadio. If you've been blessed by The Minister's Friend, would you please subscribe on whatever platform you use and leave a review? It really helps us. And would you please also tell your friends about us? We don't advertise, so your recommendation to others is the only way we can grow. Thanks in advance for your help, and please know how much we really appreciate your support. I'm glad you are with us today on the podcast. Again, be sure to check out the show notes. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Minister's Friend Podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend Podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!